different?
Huh?
Does it sound any different?
Not yeah, well, what's the sound?
Well, I don't know. It sounds different to me.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did you hear that little beep?
Yeah, I heard that.
Uh-huh.
Well, anyway, I mean, when I told your mama said that I could always remember, she didn't see how I could remember things.
Uh-huh.
Now that, her father-in-law, Mr. King, which is William's grandfather, was a cook.
Wait.
Huh?
Yeah, she told me that.
So Mr. King would, and we lived near the house, and he would bring things that he had cooked down to Mama, and especially down to me.
Uh-huh.
He had cooked. And Mama didn't think I'd ever remember that, and she said, when I was telling her about the things Mr. King would bring, she said, how did you remember that? I didn't think he would ever remember that.
How old were you about then?
I'm sure I couldn't have been about 4.
Uh-huh. Then Big Mom must be somewhat older than you, about
uh-huh.
10 years then.
Well,
Because maybe not, maybe...
No, I don't know how, but anyway,
in fact, only 4 years now that I think about it. You were born in 1904.
1904.
Yeah, and she was born in 1900.
Hmm. Was she?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But anyway, I know when she came to Memphis. When, after she left, after she left Mississippi.
Uh-huh.
She came to Memphis. Because her father and, her father was my father-in-law, you see.
Yeah,
I married her brother.
Yeah, Ray.
I married her brother.
Ray.
You see, but I didn't know her brother then. Her brother was still there in Mississippi. I didn't know him. He was still in Mississippi.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But anyway.
But how did you know?
We were on the same street.
Oh, I see.
We were on the same street. And
yes.
We were on the same street, and her father worked for the railroad, and my uncle worked for the railroad.
Yes, and Irene's
uh-huh,
husband.
Uh huh.
Yes.
And that's how I knew them. And of course, Vivian, in those days, if you were, it seemed like she was older, much older than I was, you know.
Uh huh.
But you were that old, much older than a young woman. You call her Miss Vivian, but I didn't call her Miss Vivian.
Uh-huh.
I called her Vivian. But did you see that scar on the side of her face?
Yeah, right on her cheek there.
Uh-huh. Now there used to be trolley. There were streetcars then, there were trolley cars.
Yeah.
And churches used to give them. And that would be an outing. We'd go to the ride to the end of the line.
Uh-huh.
And they would go to the end of the line, which was Raleigh. Well, Raleigh.
What street was the trolley on?
Oh, well, I don't know. It ran just like streets. It had bus routes, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so it would go the whole route. But we were allowed to have the whole bus because we had the whole streetcar.
Yeah.
Because I had rented the whole streetcar.
Yeah, yeah.
And they would have lunch on that, and they would go, and we rode out to Raleigh. Well, now, you not knowing anything about Memphis, this doesn't mean so much to you, but it wasn't too far outside of the city limit.
Mm-hmm.
And so these whites out there just did not allow you out there.
Mm-hmm.
And they threw rocks in that. I was sitting next to her. And that mark was on her right side. She was sitting next to the window.
Mm-hmm.
That's on her right side of her face.
Mm-hmm.
And they threw this rocking through that window and hit her on that side. That's her face.
Hmm.
And the motor went. Then he pulled it, and that scared everybody to death.
I knew it did.
And all these people would. Throwing rocks at the streetcar, and the man was just banging, and he was just putting just going as fast as he could.
Mm-hmm.
He outran them. But,
was he black, or?
Oh, no, that's those days, honey. I don't even bust no bus
drivers. Well, I'm asking. I mean, if he's...
No, indeed. If he had... No, they didn't allow you out there, no.
Uh-huh.
No, indeed, honey.
I was just wondering, I was wondering why he was so scared. He could have just left y'all out there.
No, but he brought us on out. He brought us back. He didn't leave us out there. He just brought us on. He had to get off of the streetcar. And have you ever seen a car that turn around? Sometimes they turn around and sometimes they have to get off and take those. Have you ever seen a Charlie car?
I guess I have seen them.
But you know, when you get to the end of the line, sometimes they had a loop, they could loop around.
Yeah.
And then sometimes, and then other times, they did not. They would take the trolleys, and I guess they were on sort of a pillar.
Like a table.
And they just take those, get off and put them on back on the table again.
Yeah.
And then turn the seats back, you see.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. They take one end down, put the other end up on the wire, and flip the seats over.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've seen that, sure.
That's the kind that was.
Uh-huh, this was the flip kind.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, yes, I knew, and in Mississippi, you see, she knew, Miss King, who Margaret is named for, which is Margaret's, Vivian's husband, Walter.
Uh-huh.
Margaret is named for Miss King.
Wait a minute, who was Miss King now?
Well, Vivian's mother-in-law.
Oh, that's right, yeah, right. In Memphis, her father was married to a woman by the name of Margaret. Is that the Margaret?
Her father was married to Joseph Campbell. She Vivian was a Campbell.
Right.
Before she was married. And Walter's mother, too. Walter's was her mother-in-law, was a King. See?
It's her husband's mother that was Margaret.
Ah, her Margaret.
Yes, I see now. Mm-hmm. I see how it fits in.
And, she and Mr. King, he was the one that was the cook, because his wife, he was the cook, and his wife was named Margaret.
Yes.
And then my mother, and they were friends in the kitchen. My mother knew Walter and Jim and James and Miss King.
Was this your mother now?
Oh, yeah, she knew Miss King.
But your mother wasn't in Memphis.
This is in Mississippi. They came from Mississippi. We came from Bernard together. They lived in the same place as Bernard.
I see.
I think you're getting mixed up.
I am getting mixed up. I'm thinking about in Memphis, he had a restaurant. And I thought you lived on the same street in Memphis.
The one who had the restaurant came from Bernard. That's the same Mr. King I'm talking about.
I see. He came from Benoit and opened up the restaurant in Memphis.
Yeah, and he knew my parents knew him in
Benoit.
In Benoit.
I see. He's the one that came from Benoit.
Uh-huh. Not Mr. Campbell.
Yes.
Not him. They came from another, I think, in Senate, I don't know where it's
She told me. No, it's, it starts with a B, too, I think. Bridgeview, something.
Anyway, they came from there.
Uh-huh.
But my mother knew them in Benoit.
Yes.
And this is my mother, and she knew, and this King was one of these kind of really clean kind of people. She's the kind of woman, you couldn't come in, people didn't go to her house in the wintertime, because it was muddy in the country, and they
uh-huh.
threw off your shoes on the porch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, I remember. I remember you telling me about her now.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And she was the one that would never... I was the only person that she would allow mom was only child, and she allowed in her bed.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom was a sort of fanatic to me. She always kept me all clean.
Mm-hmm.
And she would always, if my mom went to Miss King, she could put me in Miss King's bed.
Mm-hmm.
Because, she was a clean woman.
Mm-hmm. That was the one that this white lady used to be in competition with for cleanliness.
Oh, yes, old Miss Lowe. She thought she couldn't stand it because Marie King was cleaner than she was. That Marie King.
Sweeping up under the house and stuff.
Yeah, and she got up and put the little cotton sacks around that stove so the ashes wouldn't fall on the floor and so the grease wouldn't pop all over. And would take them broom straws and scoop up and down the floor and in those cracks.
Mm-hmm.
That's what little Dick was out.
Good grief.
I tell you, she did that.
That woman must have been a fanatic.
She was. And she was just like everybody in the country knew that about Miss King, honey. She was a doozy. She never did. I don't know, whatever. I didn't see her.
Huh. I didn't say anything. Go ahead. I just cleared my throat.
Oh, yes. So she lived, she died here. I guess Mr. King died, and then after Walter died.
In Chicago?
Uh-huh.
Oh, when did they come up?
Oh, I don't know when Miss King and them came, but see, I sort of lost track of them.
Uh-huh.
The date and when they came, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know. I sort of remember when Vivian's mother, when her grandmother and father came, I know Albert and I were not even married and when they came from down there. And I don't know whether Miss King, I don't know whether Vivian them was still in Memphis. I guess they were still in Memphis. I really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know that when Mr. and Ms. Campbell came to Chicago, because there was a lot of those Campbell brothers, and when they, you know.
Yeah, she said that she had about 10 uncles.
Uh-huh. And they were kind of well-to-do. When they came, they kind of had a moving van business here.
Uh-huh.
And they came here, and because they stopped at Mr. Will. And Alvin and I were not even married. It must have been in the back like in 19 in 20s, I suppose,
mm-hmm.
when they did, because I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Because we didn't marry until 23.
Mm-hmm.
And we hadn't married then, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
how many kids did Big Ma have all together? She had Lois.
She had about 9, honey. She had twins.
Yeah, Richard and Charles.
Richard, Charles, Lois, Margaret, Walter, and William. That's 6.
Good grief.
And, did the twins get counted in there?
I'm going to start all over again.
All right.
Lois and Margaret were 2 girls. Then there was Walter, William, and the 2 twins. That's 6.
6.
And I knew all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And all of them were by Walter King.
Well,
I mean, if you don't want to tell me, you don't have to. But.
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously, you can see Margaret wasn't, you know.
Yeah, that's the part I guess she don't want me to know about.
Huh?
That might be part that she doesn't want me to know about.
Uh-huh.
Because, I don't plan to ask her.
No.
But,
well, you can just look and tell, you know.
Yeah. I wish she'd loosen up and tell me about that, because I know the lady's probably got a whole bunch of story to tell. But she ain't giving up nothing. That lady ain't giving up nothing. But It's all right, you know.
Well, I don't know whether the long run spiel, maybe it won't make much difference.
It probably won't. It won't make no difference. But I'm getting nosy now.
Well, you know one thing? I tell you, I don't know whether you're aware of this, but you see, you're aware of Margaret's sickness here lately, haven't you? You've heard this?
Yeah. Just light rumors, nothing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is one of the things that is bugging her. That is even before, Bernice died. She has been bugging her mother about that. To tell her who her father was.
Is that right? Is that right?
Yes. And she is, and so when Bernice came back and was telling me, and Margaret was just, I said, you have this thing on now, do you? Don't
put it is on. I can turn it off.
Yeah, you don't need to put this on now.
Okay, hang on. Hang on. Yeah, okay, good.
Well, she was just one of these kind of uninhibited kind of souls.
Hey, Irene. Uh-huh.
So she would just stand up and Joseph would stand there, clean as a pin, and she'd stand there for about 5 minutes and talk. Then she'd turn around and say, well, I've got to go. And she'd have, she knew what time or she'd have Mr. Wheel dinner ready.
Uh-huh.
And Annie was one of these kind of really good cooks because, see, she cooked for the Jews in Benoit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there were three good cooks in my family.
Mm-hmm.
And,
that must be where you learned to cook then.
Oh, yeah, I did. Annie raised me, and I learned to cook a lot. You know, I learned it from her.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering when you picked that up.
And that lady could cook, honey. That's the first fish that I'd ever... You know, she knew, I mean, like broad and steaks, and she was the first person, I mean, at that age, that she could not stand vegetables overcooked.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And Irene.
Uh-huh.
Where did she learn it?
I don't know. I guess her mother was the one that was a slave.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And anyway, Joseph would go, she'd go on, she would make these pies. Mr. Will loved pies.
Mr. Will, now that's,
That's Vivian's father.
Vivian's father, right.
And she always made these pies, and she never put any top on them.
Uh-huh.
And we always call them the wide open pies. She'd always put the apples and whatever was in there, and she cooked them with no crust on top, just wide open.
Hmm.
But you see, now, of course, she had another, Will had a, Mr. Will had a cousin, Cousin Bell, who partially raised Vera. She lived just on her own, lived out of, and we still got some, are they in the relation? They still some of them out there in Memphis now.
Uh-huh.
But, she said Mr. Will, he deserved Joseph. Because, see, you had to see his picture. He was a good looking, he was a good-looking man.
Uh-huh.
Tall, he was a kind of, one of these light men.
Mm-hmm.
He was brown. He had, I guess all those camels were,
light-skinned.
What you call it, a bunch of yellow.
Yeah.
Niggas, you know.
a bunch of yellow niggas.
Uh-huh. And he ran on the road dead, you see.
Uh-huh.
And he was going from Belzoni. No, they went from Belzoni. Anyway, he ran from there to New Orleans.
Uh-huh.
And that's where he met Vivian's mother in New Orleans, which was part Creole. She was Creole.
Mm-hmm.
And he married her. And, of course, he had, well, he just had slews of women, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he took these two little children.
Vivian and Albert.
Uh-huh. And told her he was going to, it was on his run down there, and he was going to take her to the drugstore and get her some ice cream.
Uh-huh.
And she never saw her children again.
Josie. Wait a minute.
Vivian's mother. Vivian's mother never saw her children again. Never.
Wait a minute. There's something wrong here. I thought her mother was dead.
She is dead now, but she wasn't dead then. She dead. She died. I don't know whether... I must ask Vivian sometime, did she ever know when her mother died? Because
Aunt Vivian just told me that her mother died when she was about 4 or 5 years old, and that's how they went to Mississippi.
Oh, well then, she didn't go there for that. I mean,
she said her father took her to live with her grandparents.
He stole them. He walked away from them. He took them away from, as he was going to take them to the
drugstore.
To get some ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they were with her sister. I think she did say she was with her. They were staying with her sister.
Uh-huh.
With her mother's sister.
Yeah.
And she took them, and she never saw them again.
So her mother lived for a while. Then I guess after.
Yes, she did. I was thinking that he took them from the mother, but I guess he took them from the aunt.
Uh-huh.
And he never. She never saw them again. And she swore. She went back when she was pregnant with William. And William was born in New Orleans. Now, let me see, which one was that? Oh, yeah, because Lois was a baby. And William was born in New Orleans.
Uh-huh. She went back to New Orleans.
Uh-huh. She called herself leaving Walter.
Uh-huh.
And Memphis. And he was born in New Orleans. And our aunt always had said that she was... She swore she was going to kill Mr. Will any day she saw him for taking those children.
Huh.
But Cousin Belle was, and she loved, she always said, oh, Willie, she was crazy about it. She called him Willie.
Mm-hmm.
She said, Willie was such a good man. And he said, and I used to say how Albert was. She said, oh, he looked just like his daddy. He just like Willie. Said, he's going to change.
Uh-huh.
You should go back to him. He's going to change, like Willie did. But see, he never did.
Uh-huh.
He never did. He just went from bad to
worse.
And that's how they came. He stole them from her aunt in New Orleans.
Uh-huh. Do you remember her aunt's name?
No.
Uh-huh.
One day here, there's some people in New Orleans, a woman in who's 90, who rides the bus, who belongs to my church, and she was talking about New Orleans, she was talking about where she lived, and so I asked Vivian one day, did she remember anything about, when she went back, where, anything about the name or whatever?
This lady was.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Vivian said, well, it wasn't far, because it seemed they have some kind of, high was the quarter of where they were. They went too far from where they lived.
Mm-hmm.
But,
did she know her?
No, she didn't know her.
Uh-huh.
She didn't know her.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, but I never talked to her. And seen it. And right after I first came here, I used to call her occasionally and talk. But see, she never calls. She never calls me.
Mm-hmm.
She did. But she's always, you know, pleasant and nice and all when I talk to her and when we talk.
Mm-hmm.
But she never calls me. But I always try to. children, the children, especially Maria, said that's your only, that's all you have on your father's side. Always try to remember, you know, call her, and she's old, and call on her and talk to her. And then she, because Maria used to always have her, she'd always have her over here, you know. And Bernice always went, you know, she always went out there, you know. And Vera, you know, now Vera used to always go out there, and she's crazy about Vera going out there, and she'd shampoo her hair and take her places. Because Vera seemed to have patience with her, you know.
Yeah.
And but then Margaret got jealous.
Put an end to that mess. I said, and probably put an end to that stuff.
Yeah, she had it. That's Mama. and then Margaret used to always say, if we are out together, and if Bernice and me and Mama are together, everybody will say that I know that's your daughter.
I'm talking about Vera.
How about, and Bernice?
Because
Bernice, you know, she looks like her. Because Bernice is the very spitting image of her daddy, you know. And Vera is the very spitting image of her mama. She looks just like her. So, but, well, maybe she'll, I don't know whether she'll ever just, I don't, maybe she'll die not telling Margaret, I don't know.
Well, she may. But, anyway, I'm going to cut this thing off. Hang on. Well, it hadn't been a waste so far, but I am going to cut it off.